The Anishinaabe Ojibwe people belong to the second largest tribe in North America and live in the Upper Great Lakes region. They're also referred to in government treaties as Chippewa. Rick St. Germain belongs to the Lakutere Band of Ojibwe. He teaches in the American Indian Studies program at UW-Eau Claire and appears in many episodes. He says the program delves into the surprising role of chiefs.
You know, chiefs simply did not exist. Clan heads did, and 364 days out of the year, they were just great fathers and remarkable hunters. When the Americans arrived, they wanted to take the lands, and they needed spokespeople for that, and so they created the myth of chiefs.
The program also portrays how the power of a chief to speak for an entire nation has changed, and how the respect given to that elder leader has evolved. Larry Martin is an Ojibwe who's head of the UW-Eau Claire American Indian Studies program.
Often hear Indian people talking about this as a problem of the modern world, that the respect for the elders is a value that is being lost.
Maybe lost, but not forgotten. UW-Eau Claire Professor Patricia Marroquin is an Apache Tarascan who says the leadership episode on doing things the right way is relevant to many tribes.
For most Native nations, the right way is for the benefit of all people and for future generations to come. That means not exploiting the land or the natural resources, keeping in mind that there are more people to come.
The documentary also includes segments on things like treaties, fishing rights, spiritual healing, and the need to preserve oral language traditions. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.